All right, this is WMFO Medford. Welcome to Music for Birds. I'm joined tonight by two beautiful men and one beautiful lady. I'm going to turn their mics on now, which means they can now all talk. Let's hear from Dylan. Dylan, what do you have to say to the people out there today?
Nothing really.
Do you have any advice for incoming freshmen at Tufts?
As I wasn't one myself, no.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No advice at all.
No advice. Don't die.
How would you recommend they not die?
I don't know.
Bridget, what do you think? Bridget, you're going to need to get up to your mic to talk. The world is waiting.
Can they hear me?
Yes.
Oh, they can hear you.
Do you have any listeners?
Like so many right now.
That's crazy. I mean, when do you say the bird facts?
Don't spoil.
Oh, sorry.
God damn it.
Oh, everyone knows.
Not everyone knows. There could be new listeners right now.
Did I
introduce the name of my show?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us what the show is if I didn't introduce it?
I don't know what you do on your show.
Ben, what do you do on the show?
A delightful collection of music of which I could not identify the genre.
I'll take it.
But it's apparently
it.
Pretty sophisticated.
It's so sophisticated.
Too sophisticated for me.
It's way too sophisticated for me.
Is there a fact for this?
Should we get a quick fact out there?
Sure.
All right, let's do a quick fact. Quick bird fact. Ostriches lay the largest egg of any bird.
That's crazy.
It's insane is what it is.
I really want to try an ostrich egg omelet one of these days. I was looking into them a while back.
You were looking into ostrich egg omelets?
That would be massive.
That would be pretty
like,
nice.
They're equivalent to like 24 chicken eggs. And so I just feel like it'd be...
Okay, but what cookware do we have that will allow for that?
I mean, ideally you'd probably just scramble it and use it like part of it at
that
a time.
Would be
I don't want to eat
quiche.
I don't want
that
to
would be an entire
24
quiche.
Eggs at once.
Yeah, I guess you could make a quiche with one of them.
Or you could just take like a ladleful and make an omelet.
That kind of ruins the point. Then you have an open egg in your fridge. Yeah, it kind of sounds...
I think that's enough. Try it, Bridget.
I think that's enough from the guests for now.
Hope.
Thank you.
Guard. Hey,
this is Music for Birds, which means there's music and bird facts. And I think Dylan has a fact to share with everyone tonight.
Did you know that hummingbirds have 80 wing beats per second?
Per second?
Yeah, per second. It's pretty fast.
That is very fast. Bridget, do you have any facts? They don't have to be bird related. Actually, Bridget, you're a biomedical engineer. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what that means?
It means you don't have a lot of time to do anything besides school. I don't have a lot of...
Bridget, you're flailing on air right now.
Yeah, I know.
To all 19
it's
people
kinda
listening.
Sad.
You want to tell us a fun biomedical engineering fact? You're kidding, right?
You don't have one fact?
Ben, do you have a biomedical engineering fact?
Since I'm not a biomedical engineer, no.
Ben, do you have a math fact?
Yeah, math fact. Math fact! Ooh. Math fact! Tell us about the numbers.
Well, numbers are pretty interesting.
Okay.
There's like a bunch of them.
Right.
And they go like one after another.
I'm just letting you know, the longer you do a bit, the better the payoff has to be. So if you want to bail out now,
the square root of n is
Can I phone a friend?
You can absolutely phone a friend.
I don't have any friends.
That's too bad. And on that note, I think we gotta listen to some more music.
Come on.
All right, we're going to take a quick break from the music to shout out a very special Tufts professor. If you're in the economics department and you're a fan of Thomas Downs, here at Music for Birds, we're a huge fan of Thomas Downs. He's just an absolute Chad. He's just never steered us in the wrong way. If you're looking to take a stats course, you should take it with Thomas Downs. Thomas Downs, if you're listening,
you have to.
But if Thomas Downs is listening, I want him to know that I love him.
The only choice is a good choice. An incredibly good choice.
The only choice is a good choice.
Yeah.
Bridget, what do you think about the current political climate in the United States?
Yeah, there's a lot.
That is so true.
Facts.
Ben, in the trolley problem, you know, you have a trolley that's about to hit someone, but you could pull it and save that person. Would you pull and save that person, contingent that you had to, like, kill other people to save that person?
Isn't the trolley problem that you have three people that are about to get run over and you have to actively kill the other person to save the three?
Sure.
Yeah, I'd kill that person.
Why?
Because utilitarianism, that's the one, right?
I don't know.
Three lives versus one.
Oh, you're doing like a whole numbers thing.
Yeah.
Okay, that trash, like the math stuff. You know.
What if you know the person, the one person?
Oh, don't make it more complicated.
Yeah, what if you know them? Yeah, how, first of all, how can you evaluate life? Like, how can, like utilitarianism is completely contingent on the fact that you can somehow give a value to, like, morality. Like, you're supposed to be able to judge objectively how good something is, but, like, how can you really do that?
Well, isn't it the most logical decision if you don't know anything about either of the groups?
That's a valid point, that if you're not given perfect information.
Yeah, if one person was terrible and the other people are all terrible.
So, like, in a scenario, like, where we don't know enough, we should just say, yeah. We should just do it. Interesting.
Yeah. I think that makes sense.
Bridget, do
no!
You
Bridget!
One person.
Bridget!
I didn't know where you were going.
Bridget, do you want to read this PSA?
Okay.
You have to read it really well, though. Actually, we can just spend the rest of this show doing PSAs if we really wanted to. Like, I could just flip through this binder all night and just read it. How about I read a PSA and then you can read a PSA?
Okay.
Okay. So, this is public access radio, which means we have to do PSAs, which means you're about to get educated on world wealth distribution. And listeners at home, you can't see it, but it has a great little graph. But here we go. The world's eight richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these eight men own the same as 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super-rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about, from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Why did you say Medford?
Medford, I know. Yeah. But that's a PSA. So why don't you look through this little binder here and choose one that you like, and we'll give listeners another song.
Thank you.
something new.
Bridget, are you ready to star in your own PSA?
Yeah, I think so.
No mistakes when you read it, please.
I'll try.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you got your glasses on?
She's had glasses
special
on the whole time.
This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people stop laughing at me, who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
They fell right into the trauma center?
Off their ladder.
They went reactive. Wow. They were already there.
And they fell right off their ladder into
That's
bed.
Convenient.
That's very convenient.
That's crazy.
That's the total PSA?
No, there's
Yeah, keep let reading. Her get through the PSA. Okay.
Don't do it yourself project. Do yourself in. And then for tips on ladder safety, you can visit their website.
Ben, what's your Great. Opinion?
Yeah, Ben, what do you think about ladders?
I mean, I guess they're pretty dangerous. That's why there's so many warnings on them. But
relatively useful, though.
They are, in fact.
Before the ladder, like, how could you get to high places?
I remember.
I guess you'd have to build stairs. But
when I was very young,
temporary.
There were some stairs in my house, and like, they must have been like maybe like 10 or 15 of them. And one day, I just like tumbled head first down them.
I've done that. Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's no point in this story, but I do think it's affected how I see the world.
When I was a child, I ran head first into an ottoman. And
I
went to the ER.
That's crazy.
I had to get stitches.
How do you run head first into an ottoman?
I don't know. I was doing something.
Kids are short.
I was a
That's
little child.
True.
Oh, I was like, no, I like headbutted it. I didn't. I was.
Were you angry at it?
I don't know. I just remember I cracked my head open.
Bridget, how's Eilish?
She's good. She's far away.
No, she's not good. She has a herniated disc.
Oh, yeah,
disc.
She has a herniated disc. Maybe from a waterfall.
Who
I don't
knows?
Think that does that.
Let's keep that in mind.
nights. Thank you. got my own little magic, and I'm not trying to wreak havoc. It's just that sometimes I see something and I just need a high. Last night when you pulled through, I put a spell on you.
be lonely. You can tell me.
Again, you're listening to DemiFO in Medford. Bridget, do you have any sign-off words for the community listening right now? Do you have any words of wisdom that you want to share?
I just want to say thank you for listening and have a good night.
It's beautiful. Ben,
anything thank you want to share? Thank you for listening to whatever the hell we were
these, saying. These aren't, this isn't advice. This is just gratitude. Dylan, do you have any advice?
No, not really. Yeah, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Shout out to Spencer for letting
so
us
much.
Come here.
DJ of course. Spence.
And, thank
and
you so
we'll
much.
We'll see. Hopefully, the people coming after us are better.
Yeah. Hopefully. But all right, you know, cool. I don't know. We're hard.
Yeah. Fantastic to mundane, brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
Look into the other side. For those who desire.